It's a joy to see the long list of Vermonters at the Olympics, and fun to see stories about all the athletes from Norwich. I grew up there with a generation of Olympians and must be some sort of slacker. What's really stunning about this year's athletes is how much stronger, faster, and fine-tuned they are. Of course, this happens every 4 years and can't detract from past glorious moments. But advances in training, nutrition, technology, weights, and the endless feedback loops of fitness devices have really raised the bar. My favorite Olympic moment is 1976. Franz Klammer careening through the downhill right on the edge of crazy. I also love Alberto Tomba barreling along like a bull through a field of toothpicks in the 1988 slalom. Tomba was a premier technician, but Michaela Schifrin skis as if carving through butter. There are lots of figure skating jumps. The Axel and Saukow are named after Norwegian and Swede, respectively. Only in recent history are quadruple Saukows the norm, and now Murray Nagasu of the U.S. just landed an historic triple Axel. Bill Koch from Vermont won his historic silver medal in cross-country skiing in 1976. He also popularized the skating technique that makes cross-country racers even faster. Part of the speed comes from pushing off with both poles at once and requires super upper body strength. It's exhausting to watch Vermonter Sophie Caldwell sprint. Women's hockey only became an Olympic sport in 1998. Not long after, Amanda Pelkey from Montpelier was facing off against my son and his friends in early morning youth hockey games. Back then, in those cold rinks, it was obvious that Amanda was really good. Finland was the opener for Team USA women's hockey. The players were fast, strong, and physical. And, unusual for the women's game, someone even threw a punch. But most exciting was seeing Pelkey's number 37 out there on the ice. The Olympics are about stories. Some are simple entertainment, the flashy pants of the Norwegian curling team or the bare-chested Tongan in the opening ceremonies. The heroic tales are those like Norwegian cross-country skier Hegsted Kruger, who crashed, got up, caught the field, and won the skiathlon. I'm glued to the TV, waiting to watch the stories of our accomplished, amazing Vermonters unfold as they travel with blinding speed from the future to the past.